Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. It is my pleasure to welcome some of the 2019 Far North Fiddle Fest guest artists. Kicking off today's session here at the KUAC Alaska Live Studios, Scottish fiddler Alistair Fraser and cellist Natalie Haas. Take it away with your first tune. Mr. Fraser and cellist Natalie Haas here today for Alaska Live. And welcome back. This is not your debut on Alaska Live. You were here, I was reminded it was 7 years ago?
Something like that, yeah. Wow. But we're thrilled to be back.
So just glad.
Beautiful. Feel very at home, actually.
And you're back for, this time you're here for the Far North Fiddle Fest. So you're not just here performing, that's part of it.
Right.
But the other part of it is you're here to teach interior Alaskans how to do what you do.
I guess to spread the joy and the love of it, you know, the music. Yeah. I think we need music in our lives, and I would say that because I love playing music, but it's such a potent thing. It's an amazing thing to hang on to one of these instruments and follow it, and it takes you into communities and gets people's feet tapping and hearts beating, and you know, it's a great thing, great source of energy.
That first song was very energetic and very fun, and it really did rock me to the core. What was that you played?
The first tune was called, it's an old Scottish tune called The St. Kilda Wedding, and it harkens back to a time on the island of St. Kilda, which is off the west coast of Scotland, when they had such things as weddings. Like, because there were people there. There was a society for centuries. But in the 1950s, the last people were taken off the island of St. Kilda, and it's now a bird sanctuary.
Oh!
So it just became...
It's gone to the birds.
It's really gone to the birds, yeah. It was like it became somehow unsustainable in the modern world. So that one tune kind of is a lens into this amazing episode in our history. Great tune, though. Must have been a fine wedding.
It must have been, because it seemed like a very celebratory tune.
Yeah. And the one after that was called an old Perthshire in the middle of Scotland, 18th century tune called Brose and Butter, which I was kind of jokingly refer to as a reference to Scottish culinary expertise, which is not well known. But brose is basically oatmeal. And we get excited about oatmeal in Scotland, where we used to.
You put enough butter in something, though, and it tastes great.
And in Perthshire, they're known for kind of adding a wee bit of whiskey into their brose. So. So, yeah, it was an old tune, an old jig from that time.
Music, butter, and whiskey, the finer things in life, Alistair.
Straight to it, yeah.
Well, this is not your first time as a duo here in Fairbanks. You have been playing with cellist Natalie for quite a few years now. A fiddle cello duo does not always strike me as that dance, driving a dance. But you guys strike me as driving a dance every time.
Thank you. Well, that's the kind of the keystone, I think, of a lot of this music, is that it is dance music. And Natalie and I just realized this year, kind of astonishingly, we looked at each other and realized that we'd been playing together for 20 years.
Oh.
And it was a kind of a what... it was a what-if idea, you know, based on the fact that in Scotland, the old dance band of choice was a fiddle and a cello.
Wow.
Just this. This was it. And you can see old paintings and wood carvings and read eyewitness accounts of people going to a fancy ball, you know, in Edinburgh or Perth or even a village hall dance and dancing into the wee hours to the sound and the energy of a fiddle and a cello or a bowed bass, as it was called then. And there were eyewitness accounts of people having to leave the ballroom because they couldn't contain themselves the excitement that was being generated.
Great.
And so Natalie and I guess 20 years ago thought, wouldn't it be fun to just go back and pick up on that tradition again and kind of evolve it. You know, we do go back to that old well, but certainly in the hands of Natalie it has evolved mightily.
Natalie, were you still a student in school 20 years ago? Because, I mean, you look rather
not
young.
I mean, no, we met, I was 11 when I first went to his fiddle camp in
great.
California as a student, and continued to be a student for many years after that. And we started playing together when I was, I think, 15. Yeah, I'm 35 now, so that makes sense. Yeah, it was maybe a little bit of an unequal relationship at first, but that's certainly changed over the years. Alistair was a great mentor to me, and we're just buddies now.
No, I'm just a driver. I drive Natalie. That's basically what
driver.
I do.
Yeah, but it was pretty special.
Yeah. So, were you introduced to that percussive cello sound before you took a class with Alistair? Or
no, because of him and all of the great people he brought into the camps to teach over the years. There's a guy who was just actually visiting the camp. He wasn't teaching at the time, but he showed up one day with this very odd looking instrument, which was sort of a hybrid cello bass. It was a little smaller than a cello body, but had the shape of a double bass with the ribs that go up like this. And he was doing all this crazy rhythmic stuff on it that I had never seen done with a bow before, kind of like imitating the sound of a strummed guitar or even a drum kit, and making all sorts of sounds that I had never heard come out of a stringed instrument.
And kind of an example of that is...
Well, we do a lot of it. I mean... Well, really rhythmic, groovy stuff. And so I fell in love with that and was totally mesmerized by it, and took some lessons. And all through people that I met at these fiddle camps that Alistair started a long time ago. So it's quite the phenomenon.
Right.
It's pretty amazing that we live in a time now where there are revolutions happening in the string playing world. We are witnessing things going on that just didn't used to happen. We're pretty sure about that, you know. That, mm-hmm. And Natalie's a great example of it. All that inner voices that going on in the rhythm stuff.
It's
very new.
Drives the song just into this really energetic vibe, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And I can see why you, mm-hmm. as 11-year-old, just took to that right away. Too. It's like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah. Totally.
You may have moved away from Suzuki quite quickly.
You could say that. I did it. I did it pretty religiously. Did all the 10 books and then kept going with my classical training until I finished college, and then decided that I wanted to make this my life's work.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear another tune. I got all excited for that from that first tune, that wedding song.
Finally. We just had a band meeting.
Yes, that was a silent band meeting. It was done through looks for those of you who are listening to KUAC on radio.
Thank you.
beautiful. Alistair, what was the name of that song? It was so melodic.
Isn't it? It really is. It's a gorgeous melody, and it's called Farley Bridge. And we think it's just a great example of a modern tune written by fellow Scottish fiddle player Duncan Chisholm. And it is a great example of the fact that the tradition is alive. You know, people often think about folk music or traditional music as being the old stuff. And we do love the old stuff, but there was a time when even the old stuff was new.
Yeah.
You know, and we live in a time right now where there's just a lot of creativity going on, a lot of questioning, and the well is being replenished, you know, and it's a very healthy time going on.
And you're a big part of that as you're touring and as you tour around. You don't do just performances. Oftentimes you are putting on workshops and teaching young right. and, you know, old alike. And that's really cool.
Right. I think that certainly from my perspective, the goal is to help others to have fun. And to find their voice, you know, there are so many ways these days in which your voice is kind of threatened, or standardization and homogenization, and, you know, we rise up against that and
yes.
say, find your own voice and express your heart, make stuff up, you know, live dangerously, live out there, and it feels good, and music is a powerful force in that way.
So if you have somebody coming to you from, like, the punk rock tradition, that may be their voice. How do you help them find their voice on, say, Scottish fiddle?
Hand them a cello and let Natalie take them over and find their inner groove and yeah.
Oh, Natalie, you're the punk rock of the stringed instruments here.
I'm flattered.
Yes. I would be, too. Because of the duo, you get to do a lot of that percussion that we were talking about a bit ago, and that is just a really fun part of it.
It really is. The cello lends itself well to that because I have the bass notes, so I can, you know, get down there and fill in that part of the register, and I get big sound coming off this mm-hmm. thing. And, it's pretty fun, especially with the duo. It's kind of like a constant challenge for us to try and fill all this space that's kind of out there, and we get to imply things, and it's not a fully fleshed out sound, but there's a lot of room for kind of finding your way within these two voices.
The Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas duo is more of a conversation than it is about solos. It's just so fluid, the way you go back and forth between who's got the melody and who's got the rhythm and who's accompanying who. And
it's so fun. It's the best.
It should, well, in our way of looking at it, it should be an adventure. And as you say, it absolutely is a conversation. Mm. It's not about accompanying. It's about a joint vision and, wow, what if? Yeah. And eyes burning bright going into the, you know, it's fun.
So tomorrow night when you're on Davis Concert Hall stage at 7 as the benefit for the Interior Alaska Cancer Association, will the songs that you played here sound different? Are they different every time? Do you improvise sometimes, or are they similar?
I mean, we're always kind of playing the room, so there's like an element of that going on. Some bits of the tunes that are more arranged, that have kind of, we've grown these arrangements over years of playing them and found things that work better than others. Yeah. So, but there are small sections where we allow ourselves to a little bit more freedom. And we might even have some special collaborations tomorrow night. You never know.
Yes.
So that certainly brings an element of unexpectedness into both of our playing. So we'll see.
Because on stage with you tomorrow night, it's Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, that duo, and also Duo Quartet, which will be here in a little bit on Alaska Live, and Molsky's Mountain Drifters, too.
Yeah, and many of us have collaborated in various groupings over the years. We've known Bruce for years, from Alistair's fiddle camps. Alistair met Bruce before he brought him to the fiddle camp. Yeah. But
And I think of Daryl Anger, who many of you have played with, mm-hmm. and... Yeah.
He's the one I was talking about with all the rhythmic influences. Yeah. So we'll probably have some collaborations happening.
It's an amazing community, actually. You know, that it's wonderful to be a part of it, this greater celebratory, questioning community of musicians. Yeah, I recommend it, getting involved and getting an instrument in your hand or singing a song and, you know, getting amongst it, as we say in Scotland.
And you have workshops for people who consider themselves non-musicians. You have absolute beginner fiddle. You have voice workshops. You have dance and percussion workshops going on tomorrow and Sunday up at Skiland, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. You know, it's... Our ideal workshop scenario is when you have what I call a nurturing loop happening. So you have like great players, you know, who've played, put in many hours and have done a lot of homework, and they're asking certain questions. But you also have this sort of more beginning levels of people that are just newly smitten with it, and they just want to get involved, and it helps. They help each other. You know, you get this feedback loop happening. So you get. Out of that comes community and mm-hmm. hanging out and questioning together. So, yeah, we recommend that.
Well, we all need a more connected sense of community, especially now. We always have, but especially now we need a more connected sense of community. The way to do that is through the enjoyment of music.
Totally.
Yeah. And I think radio does that well, too. You know, public broadcasting brings us all together and... puts us kind of on a similar page.
I love this. There's a famous quote by the Dalai Lama, who was asked, you know, what do we do with all the problems in this world? How do we combat, you know, the strife and the... And he kind of laughed and giggled as he does, and then he said, he paused, then he said, more festivals.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why we're here, the Far North Fiddle Festival.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
If you're interested in finding out more about the workshops and the performances, just put in your browser 2019 Far North Fiddle Fest and Fiddle Festival, and that'll get you there. So, through the Hospital Foundation. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're at our concluding tune for you guys, and then we'll switch out to duo, but this has been wonderful.
Nope.
Yeah,
the last band. There's a
another band meeting.
Band meeting done through lots of looks and nodding. And
I think we'll do this up tempo, old Strathspeyan reel called the Grande Tang and Hull's Reel. Thank you.
college fiddler Alistair Frazier and cellist Natalie Haas, thank you so much for kicking off today's Alaska Live.
Thank you.
Far North Fiddle Fest guest artists.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Pleasure to chat with you again.
Ah, so good. And we'll have you back for a third time. I know it. I just know it. Joshua, how about we leave Natalie's vocal mic on, and then we'll get reset for duo quartet. Do you want to come back here? Just bring your mic back here a little bit, and we'll... I can't wait to talk to Natalie Haas for a bit while we reset for duo. You're all going to be on stage tomorrow night at the Far North Fiddle Fest big performance. Mm-hmm. And that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Davis.
Yep.
And it includes you and Alistair play.
Yep.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah, looking forward to more of that.
And then you're part of Duo Duo.
Yes. Duo Duo is, there's four of us. Obviously, it's a duo of duos. We have Nick, the amazing percussive dancer from Michigan, Nick Garris, who is in a duo with Maeve Gilchrist, fabulous harp player from Scotland originally. And they have been a duo for, I think they were saying, maybe 6 years now. And then it's myself and my husband, Jan Falke, on guitar. He's from Quebec. And we have been a duo for a few years now, too. And the four of us met up at a music festival a few summers ago and did a collaboration together, and we had so much fun that we decided that we wanted to be a band. So we've been touring together for about 3 years now in this configuration.
And the Molski Mountain Drifters, they're not here today because they're out doing more outreach in the community here in Fairbanks right now.
Yeah.
But they'll be on stage.
We miss them, but yes, looking forward to doing some collaboration with them later.
Yeah. And Natalie, I was thinking back to when I thought you might have been on Alaska Live with Daryl Anger's Fiddle Republic, but now I think
it was a different cellist.
I'm thinking that was your sister, yes, Brittany,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. She's spent a lot of time in Alaska, I think. She has some good friends in the bluegrass music community here, and her best friend is from Fairbanks, actually, Jody March. So she's spent a lot of time here, and she's been here with Daryl, and probably with Crooked Still as well, I think.
Yes, I do believe so.
Yeah, many different configurations. She's very in demand.
When Crooked Still was on Alaska Live, we were in a redo of our studios, so we shoved Aoife and all of them into this little itty-bitty production studio.
Oh, wow.
She was almost, sitting by me using my mic when she was singing. It was really wonderful.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
For a five-piece band.
I know. And Brittany, she didn't knock anybody's eye out with her bow. And it's great.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
As an older sister.
Right? I think during that time when they're with Daryl Anger, it was Rashad Eggleston.
Yeah.
And awesome. He was with Bruce Molski last time
the
they were here.
Yeah, the Cosmic Trio, Bruce was telling us. Mm-hmm. He was also a big influence on me. Loved his music.
I can see why. Rashad, those of you who saw him, he's been here before, he's the most animated person I've ever met, not to mention cellist, but the most animated person I have ever met.
Quite a pioneer on the cello, too. So, a lot of people have him to credit for bringing the cello into the modern string world.
And you are teaching many in the modern string world. You studied at Berklee School of Music in Boston, right?
No, I'm teaching there now, but I was considering it, actually, when I was looking at schools, because it's really kind of one of the only places, certainly the most diverse place to go and study string music that is not classical in this country. And so I applied there. And I also applied to Juilliard. And then I got into Juilliard. And I figured, okay, I better do this while I have the chance. So I studied there and then ended up as part of the Berklee community anyway, many years later, teaching. And Maeve teaches there as well, or used to teach there as well. It's a great string community there.
Yeah. We've had many of our Alaskans go to Berklee Music School, too, in Boston. So, you know, it's really churning out some great acoustic musicians these days.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, the amount of talent that's there, and variety, too. People from all different genres coming together and learning from each other. It's pretty amazing.
So that's ever-evolving, right, in the string world? I mean, you've seen it. How long have you been at Berklee Music School?
Well, I taught there for two and a half years, uh-huh. and then I moved up to Montreal when I met Jan, and good. Then we've been back in Boston now for 3 years, so I've been there and seen sort of different generations of it, and it's certainly still evolving. They got an American Roots department since I was first there, which has been great for the Americana bluegrass old-time community. Bruce Molsky, who's in the Mountain Drifters, has a full-time position there as part of the visiting Roots scholar.
He's a great fiddler.
Yeah.
And he writes music, too.
He doesn't write that many tunes, but the few that I have heard of his are wonderful, so I wish he would do it more. But he is certainly a fountain of knowledge for source recordings, and he is quite the amazing repertoire of knowledge up there.
Wow. And you said the future of string and acoustic music is bright. What's one of the most innovative groups or ensembles you've seen lately in the world of acoustic music?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard question to answer.
I mean, you're part of one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know. I was going to say that, but that sounds a little self-centered. Duos. It's pretty unique in the fact that we're a fiddle band with no fiddle. So it's pretty fun to get together with this particular grouping of instruments.
That is so funny that you say you're a fiddle band, and there is not a fiddle in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a dancer, and you have a guitarist, and you have a harpist and a cello. That is
it's an unusual pairing
of instruments. So unusual and awesome. Yeah. I love it. You're here as part of the Far North Fiddle Fest, and tomorrow night's is a Interior Alaska Cancer Association benefit. And is it one of the things that you do as you're touring, as place and benefits as you're at it?
Absolutely, yeah. But this week has been pretty special and unique for us. Probably first time that I've played at a music festival that also has this very strong connection with the medical community. So we've been in an old folks home, and Jan and I played in the oncology infusion room the other day. So that was pretty special to get to connect with all of these folks. And and these guys, Maeve and Nick, have been doing a bunch of school shows this week, and Jan and I joined them for one earlier, and I think Molsky's Mountain Drifters have been quite active in the community too, in the schools, meeting the local kids, which has been really fun.
So the Far North Fiddle Fest has been flinging themselves all over the Far North, at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, the Denali Center, and the oncology wing, at schools, and you're doing workshops, and boy, people can get a sense of you wherever they go. And your workshops are still open for Saturday and
Absolutely,
Sunday.
Absolutely, yeah. We hope to see lots of people there.
Yeah, great. And what are you teaching there?
Well, it's kind of an assortment. We're doing Alistair and I, as he was saying earlier, one of his big messages is about finding your voice and being able to express yourself on your instrument in a way that is unique to everyone, and using traditional music as a vehicle for that. Mm-hmm. So I think we're doing a workshop which is called that. And then him and I are also leading one on ensemble playing together with these two instruments. Jan and I are going to do an ensemble playing workshop as well. I think Nick's doing some percussive dance workshops. Maeve's doing some Celtic harp workshops. Jan is also doing a Quebecois button accordion workshop. I have some Celtic cello workshops. There's some harmony singing and probably many other things. Banjo, guitar, old-time fiddle, too.
Wonderful.
That's quite the assortment.
Quite the assortment. Yeah, I might tell folks a little bit. I think we'll do just your first part of a song. Might be a bit of a sound check. And, yeah. Duo Quartet has taken the KUAC Alaska Live stage, and they will be in performance on the Davis Concert Hall stage tomorrow night. You can find tickets at the door, and you can find out more about that by just putting in your browser, Far North Fiddle Fest. And this is, I don't know how many years we've been doing the Far North Fiddle Fest, at least almost 10 maybe, 9 now. Wow. So next year, if you guys come back, you'll be on the 10th annual Far North Fiddle Fest. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, for KUAC 89.9 FM's Alaska Live. And we've got Duo Quartet. We'll let them get dialed in a little bit with Joshua Labuda, our sound person. And with Maeve Gilchrist on harp. Hello.
Hello.
And I'm afraid I might slaughter your name, y'all, but... Shout it out to me and I can say it again.
Oh, my name?
Yes.
Jan?
Jan.
Falke.
Jan Falke is playing guitar. See? I did so well. I am proud. And give us a few little strums on your... Lovely.
Harpy strum. Do we have some harpy strum?
Yeah.
Good. Strums and footy strums.
Oh, yeah. What? Radio audience, I have to tell you, Nick Garris, is that, did I say your last name right? Nick Garris has brought in a board specially for his fancy footwork and cannot wait to experience that. Do you have sandpaper on the bottom of your shoes too?
I have sand from where I'm from in Michigan on my board.
You
it
have
didn't
sand?
Fall off my clothes. I brought it with
me. You have sand on the board from Michigan, so that'll be part of the percussion that you've got dancing to. And Natalie Haas, we have you back as part of Duo for the second half of Alaska Live. You want to chop, chop, bo, bo?
Oh, chop, chop.
Well, let me know if we're ready. Okay.
That sounds good.
Ah, nice.
Please, surprised, welcome back to Alaska Live. This is Duo Quartet. Take it away. Yes. Duo quartet here on today's Alaska Live at KUAC Studio. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Nick, can you undo that microphone and we'll pass it around a bit? Great, thanks. You can see Duo tomorrow night on Davis Concert Hall stage at 7 o'clock through the Fairbanks Far North Fiddle Fest. And you will want to see this group also because they include a harp, which is not the normal instrument I would put with a dance band, but it is awesome. And I would put a dancer with a dance band, Nick. Would, yeah, yeah.
There better be one with a dance band.
I have never seen such lightness and grace dancing in the way you did here today.
You lived.
I feel like I've lived a full life now.
Thank you. That's one of the things about this project is that everybody in the band is asking questions about their respective crafts, if you will.
Yeah.
Maybe it's about the dynamic capacity of their instrument. Maybe it's about what role the instrument can play. Sometimes instruments get stuck in accompaniment roles or leadership roles. And I think the question for us is, what can we do if we reimagine, if we re-expand? And for us, especially, as we mentioned, there's no fiddle. This repertoire is usually connoted with fiddle players. So when the cat, the proverbial cat, is away, the mice get to try new things. And that's sort of what we've been experimenting and exploring together.
How cool is that? And you're teaching workshops, and you'll teach interior Alaskans just how to be light on their feet and do some clogging and some different type of dancing, flat footing and all kinds.
That's it, exactly. So what I do is a mix of many things. It's drawn from many places across the North Atlantic, but I became obsessed with this idea that you can make sound with your feet. Every inhabited continent has a culture that makes sound with their feet. And I had a teacher actually in graduate school who told me once that I wasn't allowed to scrape. For her, it was very important that I had clear, adroit, nothing that maintained my contact with the floor. But
you should her.
I should her. So yeah, that became a bit of a provocation, as you can see. And because I'm usually working with string instruments, this idea of moving laterally across the surface of the board or a floor, if you're in someone's kitchen, brings me a little bit closer to the bow, if you can think about the way the bow moves across the strings or across these strings, the cello strings. That to me makes more sense than trying to attack the floor in a vertical motion. So if I can move along the surface, maybe it gets me a little bit closer to the heart of what's going on with my musician comrades.
Oh, so cool. Let's pass the baton off to Maeve here. Maeve, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody play harp standing up, for one thing, and you play standing up, which is that's good for a dance band because you can dance along with your harp and the band. What got you into playing in a fiddle band with a harp?
God, well, first of all, I should say when I'm playing in a more traditional context, I'm also quite comfortable sitting. I elevated the instrument just because often when I was on stage, not so much today actually, but often I would be surrounded by people standing and I just kind of wanted to meet them at their level. I felt like it gave me a bit more weight on the stage and actually just physically it freed up my back so much. How did I get to be in this band? Well, as I'm sure Natalie and Alistair told you, we belong to such a rich, eclectic music community. Certainly in America here, there's this really exciting kind of really heightened interest in progressive folk music, and that's not dissimilar to what's going on back at home in Scotland and in Ireland as well. So when I came over here, initially it was to study at the Berklee College of Music. I graduated and I met a fiddle player called Daryl Anger, who hired me to be in his band, and kind of through him I was introduced to the American folk scene and at a lot of fiddle festivals and camps, I met people like Natalie and I met Nick. Actually, Nick and I met at a fiddle camp, which is ironic considering neither of us play the fiddle, but we were kind of drawn towards the instrumentalists and the musicians who did. Natalie, Alistair reminded me yesterday when we were having a cocktail back at the hotel that I met Natalie and him when I was about 15 or 16, when they were playing a concert in Edinburgh. Aww. And I was opening the concert.
Because you're from Edinburgh.
Yeah, I'm from Edinburgh. Yeah, it's lovely to be here with a fellow Scot. So I've known Natalie for a long time. We do a show every December, a Christmas show together. Mm. So we've spent a lot of time together. And I think I met Jan through Natalie. But the idea, like Nick was saying, this idea of reinventing the instrument, for me... there's so many preconceptions surrounding this instrument as a kind of ethereal, arrhythmic, super duper feminine instrument, and there's so
angelic.
Much angelic, right, which is, you know, yes, very appropriate to me personally, but as an instrument there's so much more you can do with it. And if you look to other cultures and the way they utilize the harp down in Colombia or Venezuela, it's really a driving rhythmic source, and it's got a range more similar to a piano than anything else I can imagine. So there's no reason it shouldn't be utilized in a more kind of exciting, driving way, as well as that more angelic stuff that comes so naturally.
Just the other day on Performance Today, there was a harpist on, and they were talking about how little repertoire there is for harp. And so I know that you are adding to that, and you are composing some works for harp and string quartet and harp and symphony, and you're adding to this fiddle dance band that has no fiddle in it. It's so you are really on the cutting edge of adding more repertoire to the, you know, thin repertoire of the harp right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is just such a gift to be in my shoes and have the opportunities to do these things. I've always loved coming up with parts, and even in the traditional music scene growing up, there was so much space as a harpist to do that. And I was often drawn towards the more kind of groovy accompaniers or accompanists around me, and I wanted to know what those chords were and what those colours were, and that kind of led me to be interested in jazz and improvisation. And so the writing for more chamber group contexts is very much just an extension of all of that, just kind of wanting to make music. And actually I feel like it's a little addictive, you know. Yeah. like once you've got a symphony orchestra at your disposal, it's very hard to go back, you know. You just want more. For me as a writer, the learning curve is so steep. Every time I'm in a room with whatever musical ensemble I'm working with, I just learn so much that I want to go back and do it all over again.
They said that about Elvis, that if he could have traveled with the whole symphony orchestra at every gig he did, he would have, because it's just so impressive. And it's, yeah. Well, what's the next song for Duo Duo?
Well, maybe we'll do a song for you. This is written by, it's co-written by Teddy Thompson and his mother, Linda Thompson, two of my favourites. This is called Dear Mary.
You can just throw that down, that'll be fine.
Haunt you one day, and all the boys who make Just leave when the sun has gone down. Pack up your wires and your spells, 'cause everything comes back around. Just leave when the sun has gone down. Though Mary may have to run, you may have to be on your way. Consider the things you have done. Though Mary may have to, Mary may have to run, you may have to be on your way. Consider the things you have done. Oh, Mary may have to run.
Delightful to have Duo Quartet here on today's Alaska Live on KUAC. Will you hand that over to Jan? That'd be great. Jan, the guitar in this band, it drives the rhythm sometimes, but you also have some lovely melodies that you get to play too. And how did you become part of this very group here?
I forget if anyone mentioned it, but the band is called Duo yeah. because it's a duo of duos.
So
I've been, I guess it started by me being part of one of these two duos.
By marrying one of the...
Yes.
You married
yes,
in.
Yes,
very
that's
good.
How I married into this band. I carry the cello mostly.
Natalie's got to have a roadie, and it's nice that you're always with her. And so I can imagine you two meeting maybe at a festival in the green room, both reaching for the dip at the same time. Was it that romantic?
Exactly. Wow. Yeah, the sandwich without the crust. The last triangle of a bologna sandwich.
And you were a gentleman and let her have that last sandwich
plate.
Oh, no.
It's tour life.
Yeah. Well, so that's the way I imagined it.
Survival
How did it
fittest.
Happen that you two met?
How did we meet?
Exactly like you described. No, in fact, we met on a train. Wait, not exactly on the train, but the event was for something called the Fiddle Train. Organized by the proverbial cat, Alistair Fraser, there on the fiddle. Alistair organizes a series of camps. Natalie may have mentioned it, some in California, some in Spain. And I think with the collaboration with other people, they thought, let's do the Fiddle Train. Let's bring this fiddle camp on a train from Vancouver to Toronto. There's that regular train. Let's just attach six more cars and have a little fiddle party in there. And Alistair thought it'd be great to have a band from Quebec or from Canada mm-hmm. part of this trip, so he asked my trio, Gentil Quorum, to be representing music from north of the border, and that's how we got to spend a little time together.
Aw, love on a train. That's very nice.
Strangers on a train.
Strangers on a train, yes. Aw. Well, I am so glad that Alistair put together that train, because I bet other bands formed out of that very train trip, too.
This band in front of you,
yes.
Yes, I guess that was the genesis of one of the two duos involved. And it's in, yeah, that's how it all started. That's how I joined this thing.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Well, that's how it all started. How does this Alaska Live conclude with Duo? We've got time for one more song.
Yes, we will do a song that I brought to the group, in fact. And since I'm from Quebec, the songs that I sing are all in French. I'm practicing a little bit of English to join Maeve on her singing sometimes, but mostly I sing in French. This wonderful tradition of call and answer songs in Quebec. Often our folk songs are call and answer, or something is repeated, and in this case, it's a good excuse to get Natalie to sing with me a bit of French, since she is, in fact, secretly fluent in French.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we'll do an old song called La Batelière. Batelière tells the story of a woman who works on a boat, helping people to cross the river, like a little shuttle boat or a ferry boat, I think you call it. And just says how great businesswoman she is. It describes her strategy based on wit and charm.
I love it. This is Duo Quartet here on today's Alaska Live. And if you want to see this ensemble and Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas, plus the Molski Mountain Drifters, you can see them tomorrow night at Davis Concert Hall at 7. Right. Take it away, Duo.
1, 2, 3, 4. C'est un galant d'isolant tout, tous les dimanches va faire un tour. C'est en passant le long de la rivière qu'il rencontre la jolie batelière. Elle embarque dans mon bateau, je m'en vais te faire tosser l'eau. Dans mon bateau il y a de jolies chaises, tu traverseras la rivière à ton aise. La belle vous aime, sont-ils chers? Pour 100 écus peut-on les voir? 100 écus, ça c'est pas grand-chose. Pour 1000 de plus, mes amours sont les beaux. Cette maison, c'est là que nous débarquerons. Nous monterons dans la plus haute chambre. Nous parlerons de nos amours ensemble. Elle en débarque le premier. La belle donne un coup d'aviron sur terre. Elle s'éloigne bien sur la rivière. Belle revenez, pour vos amours j'ai bien payé. 10%, 10%, 10 pour 1000, ça t'apprendra à jouer avec les.
Quartet concludes our Alaska Live with the Far North Fiddle Fest guest artists. And thanks to all of you out there listening and viewing and supporting KUAC and live performances. Also, thanks goes to Joshua Labuda on sound, Rory O'Banion back in the sound booth at FM, and the Alaska Live crew, Mac Landry, Emily Elterman, Caleb Souter. For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.